The second date update, Mornings with Kristen, the Morning Rush, brought to you by Cunis, GM Superstore of Stoughton, Faith Family and Giving Back, CunisStoughton.com, and the Diamond Center, where Wisconsin gets engaged.
Madtown's 93.1 Jams, Nights with DJ Fusion. Stay attached with Briar Patch, a really awesome community resource that we've combined with Briar Patch Youth Services to put out a new community awareness platform for the youth in the city. June is Pride Month, and at Briar Patch Youth Services, they have a couple of really amazing things happening. A flagship program called Teens Like Us and Pride Prom is happening this week. I'm excited to sit down with Ollie Schall. How are you doing today, Ollie?
I'm doing great. My pronouns are they, them, there. I'd like to also add that out there for some non-binary agender awareness.
Can you maybe, you know, kind of break down like what the use of putting out the pronouns is for?
Yeah, so it's really important that everybody normalize introducing themselves with their name and their pronouns, mm-hmm. just so you mark yourself as a safe person when it comes to talking to youth who might identify outside of the dominant culture's binary of man or woman.
Okay.
So you're just marking yourself as a safe person. You wouldn't believe how many kids are walking around and who are actually, you know, gender nonconforming or trans, who won't introduce themselves as their authentic self because they're not sure if you're an ally or not.
Okay.
So those pronouns mark you as a safe person, and then they can open up to you.
That's really great to know. That's information that, you know, I've heard everybody using pronouns, but it's like, okay, you know, what's the purpose? What's the cause? And to bring inclusion and safe space, like, that's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So Teens Like Us is a program that you run at Briar Patch Services?
Yes, I run it with my cohort, Emily Walden. Couldn't make it here today, but shout out to her. She does a lot for TLU as well. Teens Like Us, it originated as a youth support group for youth ages 13 through the end of high school.
Okay.
And we say end of high school because some kids can be 18, 19 and still be a senior in high school, but we welcome you if you're still in high school. And we've been expanding the TLU role since our hire. We got hired at the beginning of the pandemic, so that was really fun. We had to enter this world of support groups virtual, and we had no idea what we were doing, to be honest, because nobody had any idea
nobody
what they
did.
Were doing. It was something new. We all had to figure out Zoom and work through the kinks as we went through it.
I heard you guys also had a pretty interesting interview. You had to come in the middle of a snowstorm to get hired and interviewed.
Yeah, that was, I think, like March 10th, and then 3 days later is when the state shut down
yeah.
for COVID. So I'm like, oh my God, I was just in a room being interviewed close
with
in like a circle with a bunch of youth, face-to-face, maskless, and now there's this strange virus out, so it was a little scary.
So how did the pandemic affect Teens Like Us? Did it give you guys new opportunities, or did it make things more challenging, or maybe a little bit of both?
It was definitely a little bit of both. So there was a bit of a hiatus before our hire. So it was about 6 months gap between our hire and when the last group had met. So the youth were already starting to fizzle out. It took a little bit to figure out how we were going to make this work virtually. We were seeing, you know, things happen with virtual learning, such as Zoom bombing, which for those who aren't familiar, it's when somebody hacks a Zoom and comes in and is very disruptive, sometimes dropping slurs and just trying to derail whatever the Zoom is. So we wanted to make sure our space was safe and inclusive and didn't have any Zoom bombers. So a lot of it, I think the advantage is it made it more inclusive. We could make sure the youth had a safe space that only the youth had access to the Zoom link, so they, you know, felt safe and
nice.
Secure. It also helped youth who did not necessarily have access to our space in person, whether it be because they live further out in the counties or because they don't have reliable transportation or a supportive parent. It's kind of hard to say, hey, mom, dad, take me to Briar Patch for a queer support group. Oh, by the way, I'm gay. Yeah,
that's be a challenge.
Yeah, so we had a lot of youth who could just shut themselves in their bedroom and be on this support group with us. And it was really cool. We started out with two youth who came every week, and then now we have a fluctuating 9 to 10 youth, different youth every week. Some are regulars who come, you know, without fail. Some come once a month. It's really expanded as well. Normally it was just youth in the Dane County areas because it was meeting in person. And now we have youth as far as Lodi and
wow.
Kenosha County coming into our group because they don't necessarily have as many opportunities.
These resources aren't
yeah.
there either.
Yeah. So it's been really, really cool. And we're expanding a lot of the different things we do with our program besides youth support.
I think it's a really unique and awesome program. Where I grew up and went to school, a really small community, there was nothing like this available. A lot of kids that came out waited till later in life because of fear of acceptance and whatnot. So to see this available for youth, I think this is a really amazing opportunity.
Yeah, and the world's definitely changing for the better when it comes to queer inclusion. I'm only 23, so I'm not too far from the age that of the youth I'm serving, and just seeing their understanding of intersectionality and inclusivity at such a young age. I had no idea about any of this until college. I didn't even know I was queer till college. Wow. I knew I was different, but I thought I was just weird. And then these kids are coming out and saying, like, I know who I am, and not having this huge, long, drawn-out identity crisis like I was. Like,
they have different crisis with that now, too, of the public rejection and the anxiety, and I'm sure more problems deep that we don't know about because we don't have the same point of view as what they're facing.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is rooted in our dominant culture's ties to white supremacy. Queer oppression is inherently tied to white supremacy and colonialism. So there's a lot of this tension between, you know, the queer rights movement and the Black Lives Matter movement against, like, the alt-right movement, you know, trying to derail, you know, just inclusivity in general for all of these marginalized groups. So there is definitely a huge divide.
Well, I'm glad that you're here to provide an outlet and a resource and a platform for these youth that are facing these challenges. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what your orientation or preferences should be. Like, we're all humans. We all need to be accepted as we are.
Yeah, and that's what our space is about. A lot of the youth, when they hear about teens like us, they assume it's going to be like a Alcoholics Anonymous type feel, like, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm queer, and these are my problems. But it's really just a space for the youth to chill out, be around peers that are like them. Half the time, they're just making jokes, talking about, you know, whatever might be on their mind, a video game, a show on Netflix. Like, it's just a safe space to be themselves without having to worry about those outside pressures on them. But then we also do welcome some of these harder topics and conversations, like if something big comes up in the news. Like, we had a support group, actually, the day of the January 6th insurrection, and the youth, we had a whole thing planned about just having a casual talk about, you know, queer sex ed, but the insurrection was just developing as we're in group, so that was on the youth's minds, so we helped them sit down and process it in their own words and understanding of what's going on, just to help them make sense of the world they're in and feel a little bit safer. But then, like, the next week, it was back to being silly and, you know, just having lighthearted conversations. It really depends where the youth are at.
And for some of these youth, this is probably one of the only places they get that environment. It's important to have that.
Yeah, I've heard from, we do have a feedback survey that we give the youth. We've heard from a lot of them, like, this is the first place I've ever met anybody else who's non-binary or trans, or this is the first place I feel like I can actually be myself. They know I'm a sentimentalist, so they like to try to make me tear up. So at the beginning of Pride Month, I asked, okay, what does Pride mean to you? And one of them said, this group. And then I just lost it. I started crying, and they're like, ooh, okay, let's do it. And then they just kept saying all these sweet things about how they, you know, felt the group was extremely important to them. And, like, it really shows just how much even the smallest little safe space in a Zoom room can be.
And it's given you validation that the course that you've taken to guide these youth is what they need.
Yeah, it definitely is a feel-good. Like, I always feel good coming into TLU and coming out of TLU. There's always something silly happening, even in the, you know, more heart of topics. There's always something silly somebody manages to say to lighten our hearts, and it's really great.
So if there's somebody listening right now that might have questions, might want to get some help, what's the best way to reach out to you, to teens like us?
They can always call Briar Patch. Mm-hmm. It's 608-245-2550 for Briar Patch, and then they can, you know, send you to whatever extension I might be at. I have a few different hats I wear here. So. Otherwise, you can always email us, and we recommend emailing us at TLU@briarpatch.org. And we can get you, we ask that all youth who come into our group fill out an intake form on a Google form. That way we just know you're not a troll coming in trying to derail the group and make people feel insecure and unsafe. It also gives us a plan to have, like, emergency contact information as well.
That's awesome. That sounds very feasible too. Okay. What other things you guys have going on in TLU?
Yeah, so right now the role is part-time for both myself and Emily, about at max 10 hours a week. That's budgeted out of the Briar Patch funding, but we're trying to expand one of our roles to be full-time because it's becoming a full-time job.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of demand for
youth
support.
Like, it's growing too. Yeah. If you've got, you know, 10 different students every week, it's probably 20 or 30 rotating students or youth that need help.
Yeah, and that's just the ones who want to come to group. Some of them have better supports in their school, and that's with their GSA or just with their peers, and that's totally okay. But we also have a lot of parents reaching out to us as well, which inspired
That's awesome.
Us to connect with the parent support program coordinator here at Briar Patch, and we've started the Parents of Queer and Questioning Youth support group. So that's for parents who are willing to come in with an open mind and learn more about, you know, just how to be queer inclusive, how to advocate for their child and take the burden off their child for the education.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot to educate somebody on your identity when you're a marginalized person. So we take that weight off the kids and invite the parents to come ask those heavy questions to us. And, you know, it's a place that's non-judgmental. If you say something that might be considered the wrong thing, we'll let you know, but we won't do it in a
You'll give them the tools to go home and benefit their child and have a better relationship.
Exactly. And not even just with their child, but with, you know, queer folks in general, just trying to make the space more inclusive and have a broader understanding of the history also of queerness, which I get a lot from adults is like, this queer thing is new. In reality, it's not. No, it's been around since, you know, Mesopotamia, the dawn of human civilization.
Right.
We're actually going to have a queer historian come and talk about that with the kids later in July. So
okay, that's really neat. And I really like that you guys are thinking about it's not just the youth that needs the assistance, like the parents can need the assistance as well to make sure that they are being safe and inclusive and making sure that, you know, like, I mean, even just adjusting a mind frame.
Exactly.
You know, someone who's 40 or 50 years old and set in their ways, like, may not be as open-minded to change as somebody who's 15 years old.
Yeah, and I just like to remind the parents that it can be life-saving just to be an affirmative person. According to the Trevor Project's 2020 national survey of youth mental health, getting the pronouns right most of the time reduces the suicide rate by half compared to getting pronouns incorrect most of the time.
Or even versus not using them at all.
Or not using them at all, yeah. Yeah. It really is a life-saving thing to be inclusive. There are stats that show it. I recommend anybody who's just kind of curious about anything about LGBTQ youth mental health to check out the Trevor Project, because they have some pretty good surveys that are also have some really amazing graphics that are interactive. They have the 2021 out too that shows the impacts of COVID-19 our queer youth. Yeah.
I mean, COVID's impacted everything.
Yes.
So I have to imagine that marginalized communities are getting hit even harder than the general.
Yeah. A lot of what we've noticed with queer youth during COVID is you're cooped up in a home. And if your home is not safe and inclusive, you cannot be authentically you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just going to lead to a lot of trouble.
Yes. So we've been picking up the pieces of that a lot as we come out of on the other side of the pandemic.
And one of the ways is with the Pride Prom.
Exactly. A lot of the youth are still a little hesitant. They're very conscientious about, you know, COVID-19. But now that most of them are vaccinated or almost fully vaccinated, Pride Prom's a way for them to come back out and make a debut back into the real life again and meet their peers.
And I think the really awesome thing about it is the theme for Pride Prom is be your authentic self.
Yes.
And it's a safe space. I've gone as far as to help some youth get here as well, you know, make sure that they can get transportation here or their families know that they're coming to a place that's okay to be.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we also have been making sure that everybody RSVPs. We know that there's no, of course, we're always worried about, you know, party crashers because unfortunately, queer youth are major targets of harassment. 1 in 5 hate crimes in the U.S. are related to queer identities. So we've been being extra hypervigilant to make sure that this is also a safe event where there are no harassers.
I think you guys have a really awesome, positive experience coming up this Saturday, June 26th for the Pride Prom. You've got a DJ, you've got some, you know, entertainment, snacks. You guys are also doing a drag show, from what I understand.
Yep.
And then there was a clothing exchange or a clothing swap.
Yeah, we're doing a clothing swap. We have some clothes here already, but youth are welcome to bring their own clothes so they can swap out clothes, especially for like trans youth who might not have access to gender affirming clothing, either out of financial reasons or out of, you know, lacking the supports. So this is a place to come get clothes that'll make you feel good about yourself, feel your authentic self.
Pride Prom, Saturday, June 26th. If anybody is still listening and wants to participate, what's the best way to reach out and get a reservation for that?
They can email us at tlu@briarpatch.org and we'll get them the Google survey that they'll fill out so they can RSVP. If you're listening to this, hurry, because we do have a capacity because, you know, COVID. So it's filling up fast.
But that's good, though. That means there's going to be a house full of youth looking for a positive, safe experience.
Yep. And we even have lots of volunteers who are youth involved in TLU once themselves now adults on the other side.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
We also welcome other community members if they ever want, you know, some education on how to be queer inclusive. We also have been welcoming other agencies to have TLU come in and do some professional development type opportunities. So we do a queer 101, how to be inclusive and informed on queer issues and topics. So we've got some interest from even the Dane County Human Services. Wow. Our partner Safe Harbor is going to have us come and do a education on that. So we do also provide education for anybody out there who might be interested in learning more on how to be queer, inclusive, and informed.
I think that's really important. I hope some people reach out to you after listening to this. Ollie, I thank you so much for giving us some of your time and talking about teens like us.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay attached with Briar Patch Monday nights at 7:30 p.m. on Madtown's 93.1 Jams.